Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
It's time to hashtag ban the boss at Christmas parties across the coast and Australia.
Well, this is, you've come in this morning and said, I want to talk Christmas parties, because ours is when? This Friday?
This Friday night.
But it's come out, so we had people at our party on Friday at the Hoey.
We did.
That were supposed to be at their Christmas party and ditched it.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they? I mean, because ours was going off. They had a summer playlist that was a different vibe.
So you're thinking the Christmas party should still go ahead.
Yes.
No boss involved.
Okay, well, like, who are Christmas parties for? Let's break it down. Is the Christmas party...
It's the staff.
It's, yeah, okay. It's for the employees.
It's like a thank you.
Yes. To say, look at the year you've just given us. Look at the revenue we have raised on the back of your sweat, blood and tears.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's...
But why don't you want the boss there?
Okay. Well, because I feel like, and I said this to you earlier, like, it's like a mother or father watching over you. And you can't really... let loose. I mean, you can. I would, but I'm saying for the general.
There's a certain degree.
Yes.
It's like a parent.
Yes. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I do. I do. Because at the end of the day, you never know what can come back to get you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you, it's their job to try and keep people in line as well, you know, because they've got people over their head going, well, why did that take place at the Christmas party?
Exactly.
So there's that pressure. So we're kind of doing them a favour.
Well, that's right. So it's for them as well, right?
Yeah.
Do they really enjoy it? Because they have to
be... Do they
enjoy
being the fun police?
Yeah. They have to be regimented. They have to be conservative. They have to be strict. I'm sure they want to let loose, but in a different environment, not with their...
They can't do it in front of us either.
No.
Because that wouldn't look good if the boss was doing it. There's probably a lot of people laughing going, oh, I know my boss.
Yeah.
But ban the boss.
Hashtag ban the boss.
Do we think it should happen?
Yeah.
At Christmas parties?
13, 12, 16, you can call us. And look, if you are a boss and you're listening to Joel and Tools and you're going, you guys, how dare you? We pay all throughout the year. We give you the opportunity to work. Well, give us the opportunity to party.
To enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the fun police.
So we need your opinions. What do you reckon about that? Should the boss be banned from the Christmas party? 13, 12, 16.
Streaming at hit.com.au. Download the Hit app as well. It's Joel and Tools, 15 minutes to wait, and we want to hashtag ban the boss for Christmas parties, Tools.
Yeah. So this morning we're seeing if it's going to catch on. Hello, we've got Elise here.
Hello, Julia.
Okay, Elise, what are you thinking? Ban the boss, yay or nay?
No, I think the boss should be there for at least half the night and then maybe go home early.
that's even
give
worse.
Give the boss an early mark. Okay, it's time for you to go so we can enjoy ourselves now.
I know. So do you think they'll be disrespected by that?
No, I think it should be not formalised. I think the boss should show up and everyone's drinking together and then he should possibly just say, okay, have a good night, guys, I'm off.
See you later.
Okay, so that's some guidelines and some rules there. Thanks, Elise. Hold the line. Emma?
Emma, hey, you want to ban the boss, don't you? You don't want the boss at Christmas parties, Emma.
Definitely not.
Why?
I just think you can't let your hair down.
Yes.
You've always got to look over your shoulder.
Yes.
Then you've got to think about what's happening the next day. Just to know.
They're the fun police, Tools. They're the fun police.
Yeah. So, Emma, what about, have you had your Christmas party yet?
No.
So we're going to try to get this over the line from you. We'll make it official, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Emma. Hold the line, Emma.
And now we've got Margaret. Margaret, thanks for holding there. What are your thoughts on banning the boss from Christmas parties?
No, I think they should be banned.
Straight out. Why?
Yeah. I think they might put a damper on things, just watching over what everybody's up to and who's doing what with who. And
we feel the pain.
Yeah. So, Margaret, you're in a place where you feel like you want to let your hair down.
Yeah.
You might want to be one of those people that is doing who's doing what with who, like you just said.
Yes.
And you wouldn't do it with the boss there.
No.
The boss is blocking you from having a good time.
I'm going to take you down this path, not a different path. Love blossoms sometimes at Christmas parties. Like, workmates feel like this is the time. I'm not going down like that sleazy
path.
No,
it's true.
But
I've been married 40-something years, so I don't need to go down that line.
All right, Margaret. earlier, Tools, hashtag ban the boss.
Yeah, we put it out there and we opened the phones up on 13, 12, 16. And there were some suggestions coming through like, okay, well, the boss can come at the start, show their face, and then they have a curfew and they go home.
Let them come for half the night.
Yeah, and then we had majority, banning the boss, saying we don't want the boss there. They kill the mood.
Yeah.
We said, let's get Mayor Denise Knight on to officiate things. She joins us now. Hola.
Hola, chicos. Hello, the beautiful Coffs Coast.
Oh, good morning, Mayoress. What do you think about this hashtag banning the bosses at Christmas parties?
Well, I guess because I am the boss, it's a little bit tricky, but what I was thinking is I took on board what everybody has commented on, and I'm thinking we need to have something written down. So the boss can come, the boss pays for the drinks, the boss pays for the food, but there's some sort of contract where the boss cannot hold anything against you at the Christmas party.
Very smart. You a lawyer as well?
Well, no, because I am a nurse, so I'm used to, you know, nurses' parties. Yes.
They would be wild.
I've been thrown out of a few over the years. But that's what I'm thinking. So it's a standard contract that is drawn up, and the boss has to sign it and make sure that everyone's name that is on there are no recriminations at work.
That is a great idea, isn't it?
I like it.
You can't include the boss. You can't
exclude.
However, you can manipulate them.
But you still feel with that contract, you still feel like, okay, let's just put you there, for instance, being the boss. Is there a part of you that is secretly judging people?
That's a good question.
Well, no, I wouldn't. And I can't imagine some bosses that would. So what happens if you're an employee and you've actually got a crush on the boss and you want the boss to be there?
Ooh. See, this is a different path.
But that's not what everyone said. That's not what everyone said.
I like where she's going with this. I like it. Well, no, because I said
Are you putting that out there for the council, Denise? Are you putting the hints out?
Well,
going,
no,
guys,
no,
you got the crush
no,
on me.
Not for the council, but for everybody else. But no, I think that there needs to be some rules, right? You know, there has to be some rules, but I don't know.
Okay, well, let us...
I was married to my boss for a while. Could you imagine if he didn't go to the Christmas party?
See, that's a whole different story. But I think we were saying what a lot of people are thinking, and that's about, you know, what, pay for the Christmas party, but go.
Do everyone a favour and leave.
Let us have fun,
But that's just mean. What if you've got a really good boss?
It wasn't against our boss. We were just thinking about the people.
We were opening it up.
I'm all for the contract.
Yep, okay.
Legally binding.
I like the way you put your spin on that, Mayor Denise Knight. Thank you very much. So the contract is going around the office place. The boss has to
no
sign
recriminations.
It.
Love
no
it.
Side looks thinking,
No judging.
None of that.
No judging on the Monday
no
morning.
Judging.
Yep, fabulous.
No disrespecting. No. Just sign the contract, pay the bills, and sit in the corner.
Let's legislate it. Let's legislate it. Let's get it passed. And it's all thanks to Joel and Tools with the help of our mayoress, Denise Knight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day.
Tools, everybody is talking about Meghan and Prince Harry at the moment.
There's literally that much stuff that has come out over the weekend. But Dean McCarthy, you've got the latest on this and tell us.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? They're making international headlines over the weekend. A couple of fascinating things have come to light. First of all, Meghan will spend Christmas with the royal family. That is actually breaking protocol. So normally you need to be a royal or married to a royal, but she's got that big, fat diamond ring. So I guess that's kind of like the VIP ticket. And another thing that I found out over the weekend, which I am absolutely fascinated by, they will have no prenup. Nothing. So if they ever split, she would be entitled to half of Harry's personal fortune, which is worth $40 million, and she's worth $5 million, so I guess he could get $2.5 million, not that he needs it. But isn't that fascinating? There'll be no prenup.
Yeah, what do you reckon on that one? Because, I mean, I don't want to buy into what everyone's saying and reading and all of this stuff, and I feel like people are being pretty bad towards Megan because of her upbringing, the family, you know, suddenly her dad's silenced. You've got ex-best friends coming out and saying a certain few things. That's not really fair, but what do you think in regards to that? Because she is not your typical pick for a royal. You know, they're very, well, I mean, she's American, for one. She's a Hollywood actress as well. And she has previously been engaged. Yeah.
She has. It's a very interesting situation because typically the royal family members marry into other extreme wealth. You know what I mean? Like even like Kate Middleton was from a family that was worth like $50 million or something. So it's a very interesting situation. They married for, all we know is that Harry and Meghan married for love. They're getting married for love. So that is very, very exciting. And the Americans are loving the fact that an American is marrying a royal.
They would be loving it big time, absolutely, because that's something that they haven't really been a part of before. So they'll be like, yeah, we're taking over.
Well, they don't have an American First Lady, so that's how excited they are to it.
Yeah. So what else have we got? Beyonce. So she changed. Ed Sheeran actually came out and spoke about this and said that she changes her email address every week. And when you think about it, I suppose it does kind of make sense, but how annoying.
Oh, my goodness, so annoying. So basically the reason this came about, you know, you may have heard at the end of last week, they released a collaboration together for Ed Sheeran's song called Perfect. If you haven't heard it, I need you to download it today. Ed Sheeran, Beyonce, Perfect. He revealed that when they were communicating, he would email her directly, which is very rare. Most things go through her manager. But she changes her personal email every single week. And I've been thinking about it, like, how many times can you put, like, Beyonce1 at Gmail, Beyonce1234? I feel like she would have run out by now. Wouldn't you run out? Ivy123.
She would have really creative email addresses. I would love to know what any of them are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she would have to make
like
them so
Illuminati
big.
Or something really weird and out there.
And for security, it makes so much sense. Dean McCarthy, you always give it to us well. That didn't sound good. But you give it to us colourfully, and we look forward to chatting to you next week again.
Bye, guys.
In less than a decade,
it all seems so simple.
One performer has taken a simple love story.
Little did I know.
And turned it into a multi-million dollar chart topping record breaking award winning career
goes to
Taylor Swift.
But that version of Taylor Swift,
she's dead,
is done and dusted. Just because the old Tay Tay is no more doesn't mean the new one doesn't have a reputation to uphold. And because the Hit Network has a reputation for being the home of Taylor Swift,
this is my station.
We've also got a reputation for giving out the most free tickets. You know what comes next, right? In the middle of the night.
Look what you just made me do.
Taylor Swift's new album, Reputation, is in stores and online now. And all your free tickets to her Reputation World Tour are right here.
Are you ready for it?
I can't wait to see you guys again. We're gonna have some fun.
The Hit Network.
I love it.
Okay, wait, here we go. There we go. Big news, T-Swizzle.
That is great news.
It is. It's cool. We've been sending people along.
Yes.
Yesterday for my chill-out day. It was so great. Went along to the beach and had brekkie and then went home and just cruised around the house. Listened to the new album start to finish.
Start to finish.
Well, I haven't listened to it in like a week.
But that's what she... Hey, if you're a good artist, that's what you'll do to someone. Yeah. You'll make them want to do that.
Each time I do try and take more out of the story. I've been really trying to listen to the whole story. Because it's great what they do in all their albums is actually place each song how their story is meant to be told. So you shouldn't really skip through to your favourites.
Well, you make a very good point because that does get lost a lot of the time. Yeah. And that's something I need to do as well. So that's good advice.
Yeah, seen a lot of stuff over her over the weekend as well.
Big news, 2018, Taylor Swift coming to Australia. If you're a fan, well, you will be getting those tickets. Keep it locked on Hit 105.5.
Yes.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.